The opinions expressed on this program are those of the hosts and their guests, and not of Blue Sky Broadcasting.
We're here for a good time. Not a long time. Not a long time. So have a good time.
Well, what great music. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Pat. And welcome, everyone, to Thursday's Local Radio Hour. I'm your host, David Keyes, with Pat Murphy back in the saddle again, riding shotgun in Santa Point, Idaho. Ho, ho. How you doing, Pat?
You took off your blue Santa hat.
You know, I tried.
Was it an elf hat or a Santa hat?
That's a Santa hat. It was a rotary Santa hat.
A blue rotary Santa, but navy blue.
It was navy blue.
It was cute.
Well, you know, it's
hard. I know, friend to friend, buddy to buddy, man to man. You look cute.
Oh, thank you. It was hard with these earpiece things in doing that, so I wanted to make sure. You know, I've got to focus on one thing at one time, and that's the way it goes. So, just talking to Pat here a minute ago, he's back from a freak water aerobics accident, and he's back limping a little bit, but not on crutches or anything fun. And he also won Connie's trivia night last night. So he's
me and my wife.
Oh, that's true.
My very, very intelligent, brilliant wife. I could not answer half the questions without, but she couldn't answer the other half without me. We team up well.
You are. You're a good team. And I was lucky enough a month and a half probably or so ago to be on your team.
You're the one who spurred us on. That was our first victory.
Oh, there you go. So
you carried our sorry carcass.
the ice was broken officially at that point.
We have to live up to you, you know.
And you found us live today on 97.1 FM or streaming 24/7 at NorthIdahoRadio.com whenever you want. So we're out there all the time. Thanks to Pat putting us up there. We appreciate that. And I do hear more from people all the time about checking us out that way. So that's pretty cool. Who knew? I didn't know. So that's another fun way to reach out that way, isn't it?
Your opening music, by the way, Canadian Rockers, Trooper, from the late 70s. And of course, they played into the 80s and 90s. Canadian band Trooper. Which to this day, I still hope one year would have been invited to the festival. Pretty excited about some festival news I heard the other day.
Tell me more. What do you know?
Dust in the Wind.
Kansas?
We're not. Carry on, my wayward son.
Really?
Yeah, I play the game tonight. Yeah, Kansas.
Wow.
On sale today.
Wow.
Tickets went on sale today for Kansas Friday, August 1st, Under the Stars at Memorial Field.
That is going to be a huge draw. That'll sell out. I guarantee it. That'll
Kansas
be a
area.
Fun one. Absolutely.
Can you imagine listening on a Friday night under the stars it's like 71 degrees out. Ugh. And you're on your blanket or you're in your seat and Dust in the Wind is playing at about 10:30 p.m.
I mean, that's both of our genre and our years.
Yes.
I mean, that's high school, college stuff right there.
And shameless self-promotion, if anybody loves that kind of music, 70s and 80s, a little bit of 90s, join me weekday afternoons from 3 to 6 on 106.7, the Max 106.7. Where I am on weekday afternoons.
Yeah.
And it's a lot of fun from 3 to 6.
And you've been doing that gig for
a while
months.
Now. Yeah.
No,
stories behind the stories. We play some comedy. We make it light and we get you home one song at a time.
And I've tuned in a few times and it's awesome. It really is. Keep up the great work on that. And speaking of great work, you know, I was just looking around. You know who's really busy these days are the delivery people. I mean, your UPS guys and your
Andy Grote. Just, you ever see, if anybody who knows Andy.
Everybody knows Andy.
You know why he's in great shape, and it's not just the skiing. I mean, the man is just a buzz of activity.
Right.
In and out, running around.
Right, right.
And it's quick wave, and it's quick hello, because he's back in the truck, on to the next stop.
Absolutely.
Nobody works hard. And there's a lot of great people working for them, but Andy, I've known for over 23, 24 years now. And this time of year, he's just as crazy.
No, it's funny. I've been stopping by the post office, dropping things off, and having people drop things off at our house, too. And I think we got a package at 10 o'clock one night, which, I mean, that's...
Don't shake it.
Yeah, for sure. But we also had a note, though, and it ended up in our post office box that said they couldn't deliver because of a moose in the way, in the sidewalk. We had a neighborhood moose that scared off a couple of delivery people. So,
Don't pet the moose.
Don't pet the hairy big moose. No, don't.
You know how many tourists come in here and say, I want to see a moose. I want to go up and pet it on its nose.
Well, it's worse than that because people on Facebook will say, hey, I've got visitors in town. Where are the moose?
Yeah, I've seen these this week.
No. And we've chased them out of our yard many times. A couple times this past year. One time I was mowing my lawn, head down, just doing my thing, and I looked up and there was a mama moose right across from the lawnmower staring at me. And I thought, you know what I should do? I should probably keep the lawnmower running just as a deterrent. And they sauntered off, but they had taken up residence right next door and then sometimes in our backyard. And we finally finished a fence project this year to keep the moose out of the backyard, because anytime my wife buys expensive new apple trees or cherry trees or whatever else, that's what they munch on. They have a good taste. They really truly do. So
I grew up in the Northeast and infested big city, infested by squirrels.
Right.
And I think in my 28 years here, I've seen 5 squirrels. I just never see squirrels out
there.
I've seen a ton of moose. And my dream in my yard, which I've seen many moose, is to see a moose and a squirrel together.
Oh, that'd be like a show.
That'd moose
be a
good and cartoon. Squirrel.
Well, how about this? Next week, we'll talk a little bit more about the history of squirrels being transplanted to Sandpoint. There's a story behind that.
Is there?
There is. You bet there is. Yep. And I'll tell you about that. And also in Sandpoint, too, you know, you think a moose would get in trouble by getting in the way like that, you know, because, again, it could be a hazard and everything else. But since we're in Santa Point right now, it's only reduced to a moose demeanor if they get in trouble. So there you go. Oh, my gosh.
I'm trying to make a groan sound that I, you know, groan.
Well, I think we should take a break. And then when we come back, we're going to have Executive Director Rob Talbot from the Panada talking about all things Panada. And then we have a couple special guests with a cool play that's going on this weekend, in fact, starting Friday at the Panada itself. So we will join Rob and company when we come right back.
Mission and Performance, formerly BF Quick Lube, has new owners and new services, offering transmission repair, manual and automatic, U-joints, clutches, differentials, custom upgrades, transfer cases, and transmission services. Call for an appointment, 267-7481, or just stop in. Your go-to mechanic in Bonner's Ferry for everything from oil changes to transmission repair. Get a free diagnostic at Red's Transmission and Performance, 6878 Main Street in Bonner's Ferry.
Needing a good laugh? Well, the Panada Theater in Sandpoint has just what you're looking for. This Monday, it's Festivus, a Sandpoint tradition, a celebration of the show Seinfeld and a mockery of society itself. Festivus is a comedy event that includes trivia, acting, grievances, and culminates with the feats of strength that always ends up with George crying. Show starts at 7 p.m., doors open an hour before. All proceeds go to the Panada.
This is Justin Dick, owner of 113 Main, inviting you to start the holidays and the winter season right. We've added some new items to our menu, like veal ossobuco, seared scallops with homemade tagliatelle pasta and a chorizo cream sauce, and avocado ahi poke. At 113 Main, we have new handcrafted cocktails, regional beers, and extensive wines to warm you up as the weather cools. Bring your family, friends, and loved ones for a cozy, comfortable, local dining experience this holiday season at 113 Main.
Is it time for you to consider a new career? Alta Forest Products may just have the perfect opportunity for you. The world's largest manufacturer of wood fence boards, Alta Forest Products, is currently hiring. Alta is looking for dedicated people to join their team now. Alta employs over 600 personnel across the Pacific Northwest and is currently hiring for their Naples, Idaho mill. Alta Forest Products offers one of the highest starting wages in North Idaho, as well as life, medical, dental, and vision insurance, and a $500 signing bonus. No experience necessary. Join the Alta team now. Apply online at jobs@altafp.com. That's jobs@altafp.com. Made in America. Alta Forest Products is the world leader in quality wood fencing. Apply now. jobs@altafp.com. Alta Forest Products in nearby Naples, Idaho. Go to jobs@altafp.com.
Idaho Guns and Outdoors Smith & Wesson sale this Friday and Saturday. 10% off all in-stock AR-15 rifles, model 686 357 Magnum revolvers, 1911 45 ACP pistols, and the new Smith 1845 rifles. 10% off all in-stock genuine Smith & Wesson accessories at Idaho Guns and Outdoors. 10% off all in-stock optics, gun cases, and holsters with the purchase of a new Smith & Wesson this Friday and Saturday at Idaho Guns and Outdoors in Athol.
News Talk 97.1. We're here for a good time, not a long time.
You made it on time.
Well, barely. We were talking about that last week at this point. I was still talking with Mel Dick, I think, out in the hallway.
In the lobby for a good 45 seconds into the...
And I haven't had the pleasure of listening to that tape yet.
It's online.
I know it is.
Anybody who wants to go to NorthIdahoRadio.com can look under the noon shows. Yeah. Look up the North Idaho Thursday with David Keyes. And if you look at last week's show, it was the end of our first segment.
It was.
You were in the lobby, and then the 3 minutes of commercials went by, and then you were still chatting away in the lobby. Your music played, Trooper, and then in dead air, and I just came on and started chatting for 40 seconds while you were out there glad-handing our guests.
I really was. But it was fun, and it was a good segue, so thank you for making that happen.
Absolutely.
That was...
I'm proud of you for being back here 14 seconds before your music this time. That's... way better than last week.
And I've got a new record here. We have three guests sitting across the table from me right now. I'm so excited about that. The Panada, of course, is the hub of all things Christmas in Santa Point, Idaho, ho, ho, right now. And Rob's across the way from me. And we've got Kate Hill, who's a star of a show coming up, I hear. We'll be excited to talk to you about that in a few minutes. And then we have Tim Bangle, who has probably been bounced around more than any guest in the history of radio. But we found each other, and we're here today. So first of all, welcome all three of you to the show.
Thanks, David, for having us.
You bet. Rob, I'm going to start with you, though. I know that, again, the Panada is so busy right now, and it really, I was checking your calendar out, and you're busy through, well, forever, basically, huh?
Yeah, it's we might have a break sometime in July at this point. we'll see.
Yeah.
Then again, we've got a really exciting grant that we've accepted from the Idaho Heritage Trust to redo the plaster on the north wall inside the building, so inside the auditorium. So that might take up our break in July.
Yeah, that's some serious work too, isn't it?
It is, yes.
Yeah. Yep. And how big was the grant?
$100,000.
So is that 100% covering what you need to have done? Or?
We have to do a 10% match.
Okay.
So we'll be using $10,000 to $15,000 out of the Century Fund.
Good.
To match that. That only covers one wall, though.
Right.
So that's only one side. So the whole project itself to do the whole inside of the main auditorium there is about $300,000 to redo the, and it's not tearing it off. It's cleaning it, repairing any cracks or blisters, and then painting what, you know, using historically accurate colors to match. And yeah, it's gonna look quite impressive, I think, considering, if you think about it, it hadn't been cleaned in almost 100 years, and how many years people smoked in there.
Oh, yeah.
Also, that side's got some damage from a fire that happened, I think, in the 50s.
Was 60s. That the famous photo that we've seen of the fire next to the Panada? I'll bet you that maybe that one.
No, that was two doors down. There was another one that was next door
okay.
that happened as well did a little bit of smoke damage, created a little smoke damage on that wall. So I managed to get that one repaired.
Yeah, so it wasn't the old Kamloops. It was the one next to it then, right?
Yeah. So the building before it was the Kamloops, before that building was built, did catch on fire at one point.
Yeah, there you go. That's you know, the Ross Hall picture, that's pretty iconic. That's what I was thinking of that for sure. So first of all, nothing's really been done with that wall forever. I mean, more than just kind of cleaning
it. Well, so there's the sick chicken, which many people know about the sick chicken down at the closest to the stage. There was some water damage back in the late 50s. The story that I hear that seems the most accurate is back in the late 50s, there was a water leak into that space, and it damaged the wall painting, and the mason that they hired to come in and replace it or fix it was just coming in to fix the water intrusion issue, and they told him that they weren't going to pay him unless he painted it. So the sick chicken is his response. Oh, it's painted. There you go.
How about that?
So yeah, but if you look from on stage without the house lights on, you can see a very obvious sheen difference where it was painted with a more of a glossy.
Sure.
Glossy color, but yeah, that we're going to restore that wall, but that stays
good. And not to geek out or anything, but the sound is the same. I mean, the acoustics will be the same, all that kind of stuff when the new work's done.
And as we go through the, you know, full auditorium restoration, we will treat certain areas with sound dampener in specific spots, and in a way that we can remove it if we want to get back to that historical look, but just use curtains in certain spaces, like right there on the balcony. That has a slap back sound.
Right.
We need to treat that at some point. But we're going to keep it as historically accurate as possible as we move through this the restoration, especially in that main auditorium.
You bet. Yeah,
can't really mess with that too much.
So, is the Panada pretty acoustically sound? Is it good? I mean, what's the report on the Panada if you're a musician playing there?
The musicians that I've worked with in there love it. It's a not only are they just captivated by the looks and how pretty it is from on stage.
Yeah.
Because I mean, it's if you haven't been on stage and looked out into the auditorium, it's a really, really impressive view from stage, especially when it's filled with people that are excited about the show.
Right.
So they really love that. But I've had artists that have kind of ad-libbed a song, you know, in front of the mics, and they'll just the vocalist will step out in front of the mic, and it's so cool to hear the crowd just hush, and then the acoustics of that voice going through the hall.
You bet.
Really where it gets challenging is that the room wasn't designed to be amplified.
Right.
So when it gets challenging is when you amplify the sound, and you have to be really specific and really detailed. And while the PA that we have does a job, I'm really excited. I've been looking at options, and we could very easily make it sound a whole lot better in there, make it easier to take some of that slap back off, because the technology has changed since they got those speakers.
Sure.
And you can be very directive in putting the sound above that wall, that 4-foot wall that's off of the balcony, and just hit the balcony, and then you can hit just underneath the balcony, and you can direct it much more intentionally with the new speakers that are out now.
Perfect. Good.
So,
well, we're in good hands with that for sure. We're looking forward to hearing more about that. You have a busy schedule coming up. Again, I was looking at it. Why don't you tell us a little bit about some of the highlights that are coming up at the Panada?
Well, we're in the middle of a really awesome and exhausting schedule. You know, six staff members, two of us are full time, and the rest are part time, and we're in the middle of, was it, I can't even do the math right off the top of my head. It's we started out on the 6th, December 6th, and we're going to the 23rd, and every day either has a rehearsal or an event. So
I think that's called a marathon.
It's called a marathon, and at times it's been a sprint pace with sold out, you know, a couple sold out crowds in there,
right.
Two shows a day. Well, this weekend with Christmas Carol, we've got two shows on Saturday, two shows on Sunday.
We do. We'll be talking to a star. We have two stars right next to us coming up next. So,
and I hear that those are selling really well. So if you're thinking about it, you know, go ahead and get those tickets.
You know, and I was hoping they'd come in costume, but then I thought, oh yeah, it's radio; it won't matter if they are.
Well, I was going to say you took off your Santa hat, but I was like, oh well, that's right. I guess nobody can see it, but it's a nice hat. I like it.
Thank you. It's got the whole rotary thing going, as you well
know. Of course
it
does.
Of course it does. Of course it does. So what else is going on at the Panada?
Well, so we've got Christmas Carol put on by Lake Pondere Repertory Theater. We've got that coming up Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, with again two shows on Saturday, two shows on Sunday. We're making the best of we're going to make it a long weekend, whether it is or not. You know, your family's in town, take the day off, go see the Christmas Carol on Sunday,
right.
Recover just enough, and come back and see us for Festivus.
Yes.
On Monday. And for those of you that are Seinfeld fans, or if you just like to have fun,
right,
just come join us. It's going to be a knockdown, drag out, good time, complete with the pole from the crawl space and all.
Okay. Well,
and I hear the pole's been making its round. I saw it was at Matchwood for SantaCon. There'll be a couple other places, but
yeah.
So for those of you that don't know, Festivus is a made up holiday that was on one of the episodes in Seinfeld, I think season 9. And it just appeared in one episode, but it was apparently a big hit. And these Festivus celebrations are occurring all over the U.S. at this point. So it's fun to have one in Sandpoint. And to bring it back for a second time, it's going to be fun.
Heck yeah.
Then after the New Year's, we got Knives Out on January 4th, a great $5 movie. And then we got Soul Backcountry Film Festival on January 10th. And then Banff for January 17th, 18th, and 19th.
That's film festival stuff.
That's the Banff Mountain Film Festival, and that sells out every year.
Yeah.
And this year, I think it's going to sell out even quicker. It seems like people are buying that for Christmas gifts.
Oh, good.
Right now.
And that's all online, too? They can find it online?
You can get all this stuff on Panada.org org. The event page is /events.
Okay.
So,
good.
And while you're on there, don't forget to sign up for our newsletter. We'll give you a heads up every Thursday about what's going on that coming week.
That's my cheat sheet, you know, for you. If you went quiet, I could fill in probably 5 minutes of your what's going on, but you do it so much better, and you have a better accent than I do too.
Oh,
so, yeah, you really do.
Thanks. Not my fault. I'll blame my parents for that one.
Well, I want to wish you a Merry Christmas for one thing, my friend, and
Merry Christmas to everybody out there. We really appreciate all the support. It's been a really, really great year. We've had a lot of people coming in, a lot of events, a lot of people through the doors, and we do have, you know, throw it out there. We do have some mailers out now for those that. You know, want to donate some money to the Panada, look at the back page of the reader. If you want to help us out by either coming to shows or volunteering your time or donating some money at the end of the year, you know, there's an ad on the back page. We've got a Merry Christmas ad back there, and there's a UPC code or QR code, excuse me. You can just click on that, and that'll take you to a space to help out the Panada, whether it's volunteer, make it to a show, or donate some money.
You bet, Rob. Well, thanks. Keep up the great work, too. The Panada's in great hands with you guys. It
I
really is.
And that, yeah.
It's just fun to see that schedule so busy. So when we come back, though, we're going to have the star, Kate Hill, here. How about that? For her radio appearance, I'm guessing, probably. And then Tim Bengel will be here to talk about a great play that's coming up. I think it starts Friday night. So we're getting warmed up. So we'll be talking to them right after the break.
Hi, this is Brett Taylor with Taylor & Sons Chevrolet serving the greater Sandpoint area. There are a lot of things to do in December. Christmas shopping, party planning, school plays, and just saying it out loud can stress you out. The good news, if you're a qualified business owner and need to make a year-end tax purchase to take advantage of savings for 2024, Taylor & Sons has you covered. Taylor & Sons is currently sitting on the best selection of new Chevrolet vehicles we've had in over 3 years. Silverado 1500, 2500, and 3500 models are currently in stock and will be arriving in time to take advantage of year-end tax savings. The best way to determine if we have the truck that will serve your business needs is to reach out to us your way. Visit our website, tschevy.com, to reach us by text, phone, or email. Taylor & Sons' qualified sales staff is well-versed on the work-ready Chevrolet vehicles currently in stock or right around the corner. You can view our entire inventory of new Chevy vehicles online at tschevy.com. There you will find multiple pictures, detailed descriptions, and clear transaction pricing for every vehicle in stock. For guest-focused service, a world-class facility, and value for your money, it's Taylor & Sons Chevrolet.
Accidents happen, and when they do, more people reach out to Northwest Auto Body in Sandpoint and Ponderé. Consistently voted best auto body shop in the region, we offer guaranteed repairs by certified technicians using only state-of-the-art equipment. Our locally owned collision repair facilities have been serving North Idaho for nearly 50 years. Find us online or just stop on by. No appointments needed and no charge for an estimate, advice, or even friendly customer service. Remember, in Sandpoint and Ponderé, it's Northwest Auto Body.
Save now with Bi-Mart's latest savings book. On its way to your mailbox or pick up a copy in-store. Find gift-giving favorites for less. Element's 55-inch smart TV is just $249.99. Save 20% off select $25 gift cards. Plus save 30% on Christmas food gift sets. And save 50% off select holiday indoor and outdoor decor. Save now store-wide for your Christmas holiday. Only at Bi-Mart.
William is one of millions of Americans who uses GoodRx to save on the cost of their prescriptions.
My oldest daughter, Camilla, 2 days old, she had to have open heart surgery. All of a sudden, she's on 5 different medications. It adds up at the end of the month. Me and the pharmacist got so tight. She said GoodRx saved you a lot of money. Saving that extra $200, $300 a month, we're able to do all these extra activities. So it puts less stress on our household and it puts less stress on our pockets.
Download the free app or visit GoodRx.com and start saving today. GoodRx user compensated for their time. GoodRx is not insurance, but can be used instead of insurance.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2024 Nielsen report.
North Idaho's radio, News Talk 97.1.
We're here for a good time. Not a long time. So have a good time. The sun can shine every day.
Well, welcome back to Thursday's live radio show, and Kate, what could go wrong, right? We're going to be live on the radio. It'll be a lot of fun, I promise. Local live theater is alive and well in Sandpoint. And, you know, it's just great to watch that. And the Lake Pend'Oreille Repertory Theater folks are doing some good stuff. And they're kicking off the holiday season tomorrow night, I guess. We're talking tomorrow night already with a huge play downtown. First of all, I've got Kate sitting across from me and Tim Bingle off to my right here. And both stars of the show, I'm guessing.
No, I'm the director.
You're the director. Oh, you make the stars of the show. Good.
No, they make themselves. I just ask them to do things.
Well, good. Well, tell me a little bit about the show and how it came about and how things are going so far.
Right. Well, we did my first show directing was Murder on the Orient Express last year. And immediately after that show, I spoke with Keeley about doing a Christmas show for this year. And originally, I wanted to do Miracle on 34th Street, but I didn't like the adaptation, so I picked A Christmas Carol. Sure. And here we are a little over a year later. And we did our best to maintain the story elements that make A Christmas Carol endearing, and able to span, you know, generations of viewers. And I mean, it's such an awesome story.
Yeah.
And but we changed some things. We wanted to make it a little more relatable to the audience of the present time. And so we bumped it up to the 1970s as being Christmas presents time.
Okay.
Scrooge is from the 70s. He's about 60 years old when we find him. And Kate's character, I'll allow her to introduce who she plays. But, you know, we get to go back to the 1920s, 30s, and 50s. And then we jump forward in time a little bit with Christmas Future. So it's fun. The costumes are very, very cool.
Yeah. How many characters do you have?
Well, we have, I think, a little over 30 people in the cast.
Really? Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Most of them are kids, or good 50% of them are kids at least.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And a lot of them have never acted on stage before, but you wouldn't know it.
Isn't that cool? It really is. It's opened up a new life for them, too, and a new love. That's really cool. And it's hard to do that, Tim. I mean, that's not an easy task for people to jump on board. One quick kind of geeky question. How much leeway do you have when you purchase a play, how much leeway do you have to do with what you will?
I think a fair amount. I mean, the action lines in the script are very specific, but when you move it forward in time, there's certain elements within the script that you have to update. You know, there was dialogue. To answer your question, ultimately, we're pretty free to update and apply our art, artistic take on things. But in the case of this story, it's written for Victorian England, right?
Right.
But the language in the 1970s wouldn't necessarily apply 100% of the time. So like the denominations of money, inflation, all that stuff. Stephen Hammond was my assistant director, and he spent time looking at kind of what the inflation cost would be for the money references in the script. And they didn't use lanterns in the 1970s. We actually had electricity, so we updated some of the verbiage with that as well.
Interesting. That's really interesting. So is it a great feeling to watch the little nuanced changes that you've made on there come to life on stage?
Oh, yeah.
I'll bet.
It's absolutely fabulous. Yeah. I didn't know Christmas Carol before we started this adventure. I'd never seen Muppet's Christmas Carol or any of the other versions. I was part of a play a long time ago, but I don't remember much about it. So this is a new experience for me, and I absolutely adore the story.
Well, very good, very good. Ticket sales, how are they going so far?
Really well. Pre-sales are kind of something that Sandpoint isn't used to, like buying tickets online. But right. For this show in particular, it seems to be growing. We're selling them pretty rapidly.
Right. And I think this company is starting to get a good following, too. And people have watched Orient Express and some different ones that have been fun coming out of that. So, good for you. Good for you. And then every once in a while you find a young star coming up and wants to get better at what she's doing. And we've got Kate Hill here. So, Kate, tell me a little bit about who you are in the play and how's it going so far?
Okay, it's going really well. I'm Christmas Past, and my character's like stoic, and like I like my character a lot. It's fun to play.
So tell me more about the character.
Well, she's like, She's really, like, just, like, kind of straight and, like, kind of plain. Not, like, plain, but she's, like, kind of, like, get to the point, really.
So you said stoic, so pretty much matter of fact on things. Yeah. Was that hard for you to do that?
Well, at first it was a little tricky, like, not to, like, a little tricky, but once I got it, it was fun.
Sure, sure. Have you been on stage before?
I have,
In what?
I've been in many different plays, and the Panada, I've been in one other thing. It was in Alice in Wonderland.
Oh, yeah. Yes. I remember that. Good, good.
And then I've been in many other plays.
Uh-huh. Is this a passion of yours? Do you like being on stage?
I do. I really like being, like, the center of attention.
You do, huh? At the ripe old age of how old are you?
I'm 11.
Oh, gosh. You've got years ahead of you, don't you, to grow into that?
Yes.
Do you see that in your future?
Yes, I think I do.
Uh-huh. Yeah. In what, on stage or movies or?
I want to be in movies and plays and just like everything. Really. Yeah.
So it's pretty cool to have a town where you can actually do this right here, huh?
Yes, it is.
Yeah. Have you made friends with the rest of the cast pretty well?
I have, yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Who don't you like? No, I'm not kidding. No, we won't do that. Kate likes everybody. It's the spirit of Christmas past for sure. So when you first read the script, did you think it was you or is that, because you're not a stoic person, I can tell already.
Yeah.
Was it a stretch for you?
Well, I mean, it was like a little bit of a stretch, but I knew I could do it, and I knew it would be fun.
Good.
An interesting detail about Kate, the actress who played Christmas, or plays Christmas Present, was kind of the same situation. Kate wasn't at callbacks for the show.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
She came in and auditioned during the general audition process, and her audition was so good that it carried her through the callback process over a lot of other people that we saw.
Right. And were you looking for a certain age group for the past and present, or how did that? How does that?
With her character, I mean, she fit the age. We knew that Christmas Past needed to be somebody young and almost dainty looking, but still carry a presence about her that would be able to control Scrooge.
Right. Right.
And appeal to Scrooge at the same time.
Sure, sure.
Yeah.
So who is Scrooge?
Scrooge is Corey Repass.
Okay.
I think everybody's quite familiar with his body of work in the theatrical community.
Right.
This is his first lead role, though.
Okay.
And he is on stage all but maybe a minute of the show.
How's he doing?
He's doing fantastic.
Good.
He nails it.
Good, good, good. And our friend Ken Wood is in there. I've seen
him. Yes, Ken is in the show as well. He does fantastic work as well.
Okay. And what character is he?
He plays three roles, actually.
Oh.
He is Mr. Fezziwig, which is the, I think, more popular role that people might be aware of.
Okay. And how about my friend Keely? Is she, what is she doing?
Nope, Keely is just producing this one.
Is she behind the scenes this time? Huh?
Behind the scenes solely.
Well, very good. And you said cast of 30-ish people?
Yeah.
Wow. How hard is that to control?
It has its challenges for sure, especially in the Panada. Like in the rehearsal space, we're all kind of in the same room. People sit and do homework and whatnot while they're not out there rehearsing. But at the Panada, because we're in different rooms, like
right.
Green room downstairs and the stage, and I'm not down there. It's been a challenge for some of the backstage crew to maintain, and you know, spatial issues. The green room is not meant for that many people, plus costumes, plus makeup, plus wigs, and it's kind of tightly packed down there.
Right, right. So, Kate, what was your biggest challenge so far of being in this role?
I don't know. It's like maybe not like putting like too much of like emotion into it. Maybe like just like making sure to stay in character and like just
right. And so you have two shows, Friday and Saturday?
No, we have one show Friday, but then two shows Saturday and two shows Sunday.
Oh, perfect. Well, you're ready to go, aren't you?
Yes.
Are you nervous about that? When you first, the curtains open up and there you are you nervous at all or no?
I don't really get stage fright, so yeah, I never get really nervous about plays.
Well, I get nervous just sitting here talking to you, so you're a pro, I can tell. That's awesome. That's awesome. So you said you've been in other plays prior. Tell me something about those.
Well, I think my other favorite play that I've been in would be Sound of Music.
Oh.
That was a really fun one. I got to be Brigitte in it.
You sang?
Yes.
Wow, that's awesome. Good.
Yeah.
Good. And anything else come to mind?
Last Christmas I was in The Best Christmas Pageant Ever, and I got to be Gladys Herdman.
Okay.
So that was a fun role.
That is awesome.
Yeah, I'm really enjoying this play right now.
Good. And again, I think it's fortuitous, you know, the timing of having the theater group pop up at the same time Kate is popping up too. That's pretty cool too. Are you seeing some other people that are doing really, really well too?
Oh, all, the entire cast. There's not a weak person on the cast. It's, you know, my job as a director is to find ways to communicate to the actors to better their performance and engage them in the story that we're telling. And I think we've done that to the best of our ability.
Yeah. Well, let's do this. Let's keep this conversation going, but I need to take a break. And when we come back, we'll talk, have a few more questions for you. And again, where do you find tickets?
There's two places, lporep.com or the Panada website at panada.org.
Very good. Well, when we come back, we'll be talking a little bit more about a great opportunity for local theater. So stay tuned.
Concerned about your child's mental health? Children of the Trees in Ponderay offers mental health services to children, young adults, adults, and elderly. They offer a wide range of individualized counseling that meets the needs of each child, adolescent, and family. Using a holistic approach, including recreational and group activities, Children of the Trees Mental Health Service on Kootenai Cutoff Road in Ponderay is here for you. To get started, go to childrenofthetrees.com.
Hey, Don Thomas here with Selkirk Glass and Cabinets, and today I'm not here to sell you a thing. I'm coming to you in gratitude. As we enter into this holiday season surrounded by friends and family, we can't help but give a heartfelt shout out to all of our loyal customers who've supported us from year to year. We can't help but celebrate a feeling of satisfaction that we've been able to serve you with your home building needs. We've repaired your torn window screens, broken window glass, replaced doors, installed custom shower glass and screens, phantom screen doors, beautiful new cabinets and countertops. I could go on and on. And whether it's replacing a little picture frame glass or a new house full of windows, doors, and cabinets, we try and treat all of our customers with the same type of service and respect. And all of us here at Selkirk Glass and Cabinets appreciate every single customer who comes in our door. So finally, from our family to yours, we wish you the most joyous of holiday seasons and just a plain old thank you from Selkirk Glass and Cabinets. It's still the place to go.
Co-op Gas and Supply Company Incorporated is your locally owned propane, farm, home, and hardware store. We've been in business as a community cooperative for 90 continuous years, and we are proud to still be owned by the people who shop here. At this time of the year, we see how important local businesses are to the community, from bringing product from all over the world to your home to participating in fundraisers and community programs. And so we wish to thank you, our customers, for your membership and continued patronage, which makes serving our community possible. This is Kathy, along with George Haley, General Manager, our Board of Directors, and the entire co-op staff, wishing you and yours a very Merry Christmas and a prosperous New Year. We hope to see you again soon at the Co-op Gas and Supply Company, 125 Tibbetts Lane in Ponderay, where neighbors have been helping neighbors since 1934. 208-263-6820.
The Forge Artisan Pizza in Sandpoint offers a wide variety of pizza styles, fresh baked sourdough bread, delicious appetizers, interesting salads, beers on tap, fantastic wines, and canned cocktails. At the Forge Pizza, we make all of our food in-house and from scratch using nothing but organic Italian flour from a small mill outside of Rome, Italy, and local ingredients. The Forge Pizza, 306 Pine Street, open Thursday through Monday, 11 a.m. to 8 p.m.
News Talk 97.1.
Well, welcome back to our last segment of Live Thursday Radio. And what a great conversation. It's been fun. It really has, Kate. Thanks for coming by. We appreciate you. And Tim, thank you for, boy, taking the lead in this thing. That's I can't even imagine the amount of time it takes to be a director and also have your hands on everything going on this play. Give us an idea maybe about how that comes about. You just throw yourself at this for how long?
I've been listening to Christmas music since April. I've been doing this for a while.
Yeah.
Finding music elements, finding video pieces that we can plug in. talking with the production team about the story arc and the different layers that we want to build into the visual side of it. And it's been a while.
Is the stage pretty easy for that? I mean, is it a pretty easy space to deal with?
Yeah.
Is it?
We've kind of packed it with a lot of things. The approach that we took was that a lot of our props live on stage 100% of the time, whether they're in that scene or not, because it kind of represents Scrooge's baggage and the life that he is currently found in, or the life that we find him in when we first see him. And so it looks, there's a lot of information on stage, but bits and pieces of it come off and are used during the scene, and it's been kind of fun to watch that.
Yeah, there's an art to that, isn't there?
Yeah.
Yeah, and you've been studying that forever, I've gathered.
Yeah.
So is this, if you'd have to rate this play as far as staging goes and feel, how does it compare to some of your other things that you've done?
Well, I've only done one other theatrical directing thing, but you know, this one is a lot better than Murder, in my opinion. I mean, Murder was fantastic. It was a hit in my book, but this one, because of the chemistry that we have with the cast, the production design team's work on stage, it just flows.
Yeah.
It's so fantastic.
So who does some of your production, things like that?
I'm going to name her first because I almost forgot her the last time, so I'm going to mention Britt Hagen as our makeup designer. She's done a lot of fantastic work. She puts some really stellar makeup on Kate, for example. Val Moore is our props person for the show. Vicki Turnbull does some amazing costume work. I took on an assistant director for this show, Steve Hammond, which was... I didn't know it was necessary until I realized it was necessary to have somebody assisting me.
At least you found out beforehand before it was too late.
No, it was more, mainly because he wants to direct. And right. So we plugged him in to kind of help him understand some of the logistical sides of directing. He's a fantastic storyteller on his own, but I didn't realize I was going to need him until it was necessary.
Right.
And then... Lori Buck and Suzanne McLam were choreographers for the show. We have dancing, which is a new element. This isn't the musical version, but we have dancing in the show as part of the spirit world.
Do you have singing too?
We do a little bit of karaoke kind of stuff at the end of the show.
Okay.
Yeah.
You bring it all in, don't you?
Yeah.
Wow.
It's about finding the different aspects of storytelling that that serve the story.
Right. And I can't imagine anything on stage at the Panada without Lori Buck being involved somehow with the choreography and such.
Yeah. No, it was a great partnership.
Yeah. Good. 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 Well, looking forward to it for sure. So again, Friday at 7 is the kickoff of this whole thing, opening night. And I'm sure the tickets are going hot and heavy for then. And then Saturday at 2 and 7. And then Sunday at 1 and 6 p.m. And again, you can find the tickets where?
At panada.org or lporep.com.
And does it work where you find assigned seating, or is it just free?
It's open seating.
That's what they've been doing still.
Or you can get tickets at the door, too. You don't have to buy them online.
Yeah, yeah. So what do you anticipate? Big crowds every show?
I would love to see a sold-out show. Just one.
Wouldn't that be fun?
If it's a Christmas show.
Yeah.
It's the first Christmas show in a while. That, you know, I've been back up here since 2020, and we haven't had a Christmas play since then.
Right.
And I've been told that it's been a while since we've had a Christmas play past 2020.
Yeah, yeah. Well, Kate, if you tell all your friends for one thing to come, that'll be great too. So,
yes.
So we were talking a little bit before that you're fairly new to Sandpoint, huh? And where did you move from?
I moved from Memphis, Tennessee.
Memphis, Tennessee to Sandpoint, Idaho. How about that for a change? And that was this last summer then?
Yes.
Wow. And what do you think of Sandpoint?
I think it's really nice. The weather here is very different than Memphis. But it's really nice here.
And you sneak up on the mountain every once in a while to go skiing, too?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, yes. You don't have much of that in Memphis, I don't think, probably.
No, yeah.
So how hard was it for you to memorize the lines? Are you pretty good at that?
Yeah, I'm pretty good at memorizing things. It's like, if I go over them enough times in rehearsals, then they just stick in my mind.
Right. And how about being on stage, knowing where to be and the flow of all that? Does that come naturally to you, or is that hard?
Yeah. Like, after someone tells me, like, once or twice or two times, then I just get it, yeah.
Right. And the directors are helping you along, making it easy?
Yes.
Good. Well, good. And you have some friends probably on in the cast as well.
I do, yes.
And who are they?
Well, a close friend that I have, her name's Arena, and she's also my Christmas past understudy, but she's really nice.
Okay. Well, that's good to be nice, isn't it? That helps, for
yes.
sure. You guys put a lot of time into this, too. Does it hurt your studies at all, or are you finding ways to get your homework done?
I'm finding ways to get my homework done.
And how do you do that?
Well, at rehearsal, sometimes like I bring my homework, and at school, sometimes like there's extra time that I can just squeeze it in.
Good. So it's a passion of yours. You want it to be taken care of, don't you?
Mm-hmm.
That's
yes.
really, really good. So everything's gone to schedule pretty much, Tim? Are we?
Yep,
good.
For the most part. One thing I'd like to talk about before we get out of here, we are accepting food donations for the Bonner Community Food Bank. At all performances, we'll have a drop-off, so please bring food so that we can replenish some of their stock.
Well, that'd be great, because what happens is they build up for the holidays, and then people kind of forget. So
yep.
So that's really – is that your idea?
That particular portion of it wasn't my idea. We did go and volunteer at the food bank right before Thanksgiving to facilitate some bag putting the bags together for the Thanksgiving holiday. And then some of the parents went and took it a little bit further by
yeah.
doing the food donations at performances.
Well, you can't do too much good things like that.
Yeah.
So that's really a nice way to reach out again too. So any other secrets that we should know about this production before when any little, you know, little hidden gems that we should know about?
Well, we haven't talked a lot about Christmas Future.
Oh yeah.
Christmas Future is a puppet. It's another kind of storytelling device that we have incorporated. It seemed kind of silly to find a cast member to just stand there and not talk and point. So
right.
puppetry seemed an appropriate path. And Mr. Corey Repass wears that puppet for the duration of that sequence.
Oh, my goodness.
As kind of his burden.
Yeah.
That if
yeah.
he doesn't make better decisions, he's going to have to wear that choice.
Wow. There you go.
Fully articulating. Like we have head movement built into the choreography. It turns and watches people and it nods its head. And
wow. Yeah.
The arms are carried by the dancers and they go about the stage and do different things.
Mm-hmm. So during the play, what's the most amount of people you have on stage at one time?
I think the biggest scene is probably Fred's party. I think we've got 9 to 10 people, maybe 11, 12, mm-hmm. including the dancers and... And then curtain call, it's all over. It's
of course.
In the house.
Yeah, yeah. So you got to be excited about this. This will be a lot of fun, huh?
Yes,
it yeah.
will. Mm-hmm.
So when you go to bed at night, put your head on the pillow, do you think about your lines or you got them down?
Well, I think I got them down, but sometimes, like, when I go to bed, I run through the whole play in my head.
Do you?
Yeah.
So it's been a good experience for you, hasn't it? That's awesome. So you'll have a busy weekend, though, with Friday, Saturday, and Sunday things going on for sure. So,
yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then we expect to see you probably again in the next local production, too. And who knows where it goes, huh?
Yeah.
She's
going
to be in a movie next.
Oh.
Yeah.
Tell us about that.
Well.
Or can you?
She doesn't
know much
about it, but she's going to get incorporated as will a lot of the other kids in the cast into the Fade world that we've been working on for the past 2 or 3 years.
Well, good. Well, again, it's nice to know the talent level. You know that they'll show up, they're prepared, all that makes life a little easier for you, I would assume, too.
Yeah.
Huh?
Yep.
Yeah. Well, good. Well, best of luck to all of you. It's going to be a lot of fun. We'll look forward to maybe I'll have to sneak and get a date on there on Sunday and come down and take a look at you and check it all out. But what a great way to kick off the Christmas season here, too. And I guess we're not kicking it off. We're almost there, aren't we? I guess I hear rumor that it's Wednesday for Christmas.
So. Less than a week.
So tick, 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 tick. Well, again, thanks for stepping up and doing all this. I mean, it does take a lot of time. And you bring along talent, and you never know where that's going to go.
And it's so worth it. It's yeah. very fulfilling to watch them enjoy what they do.
Yeah, well, good. Well, that's what we're all about. So, well, good luck to you, and Merry Christmas to both of you.
And thank you. Merry Christmas.
Yeah, we look forward to seeing you on stage, okay? And if we can maybe see you down the road, maybe when the movie thing comes out or whatever, we're here to hear about that too. So, well, very good. Well, we will be here next week on Thursday after the Wednesday of Christmas. So looking forward to a great show there too. My friend Pat says he'll be here too, right? So we're good there. So we are going to wrap it up. And Merry Christmas to all of you, and we'll see you next week. Take care.
The sun can't shine. The sun can't shine. So have a good time.
Have a good time.
The sun can't shine.
KSPT Sandpoint, 1450 KBFI Bonners Ferry, 97.